Well, welcome everybody to the Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Getten, and I'll be your host today. We get together every first Friday of the month to do these meditations to heal and send loving energy to the waters of our planet. And we also record these meditations, and they are all on our website, globalwaterhealing.org. So there's over 100 meditations there. So if any time you've got some time, you want to do some work with the water, you can just go there and click on the recordings page and see where you're led. Okay. So before we get started today, I do want to give a special shout out and thanks to Linda Shea and David Rosenthal for stepping in the last 2 months and hosting and leading the meditations, taking care of everything here for me. That was just so appreciated and so special that I could feel relaxed and at ease, you know, leaving town and knowing that these meditations were in good hands. So David and Linda, thank you so much. You'll never know how much I appreciate you. So, today we have Bonnie Dolphin Energy is going to be here to lead our meditation. And I was just chatting with Bonnie at the beginning. I think we met at the Dana Point Cetacean Summit, which was about 10 years ago now. Yeah. And what a wonderful event that was, and how many of us got connected in such a deep way through those cetacean summits. Bonnie is a channeler and a producer and a wildlife traveler, and she channels the wisdom and light languages of the Dolphin and Whale Council of Light. And she does that in podcasts and groups, various events, films, and video. And with that, her passionate work really is empowering people and animals to connect on a deeper level within themselves and come together as Mother Earth intended. And Bonnie is the owner of Golden Dolphin Media Productions. She produces her work on Dolphin Whale TV, and you can find that on YouTube at Golden Dolphins 444. And I believe she's going to be expanding into other platforms in the future. She also teaches people to travel with dolphins and whales in the wild as part of her New Earth creation that, you know, will shift the consciousness for all beings on this planet. So I'm really happy and thrilled to have Bonnie here today, and I'm excited to see what you've got for us.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
Welcome, everyone. I'm ready. Are you guys ready? Woo! Okay. So welcome. And I'm going to transition now into Sonia, who's a bottlenose dolphin who represents the Dolphin and Whale Council of Light, and just let me kind of give you a little information on them. They, Earth Mother is in this council, or I call her Earth Mama. Of course, the dolphins and whales, the big cats, the archangels, as in Michael, Gabriel, Ariel, Sandalphon, and of course, Mother Mary. I look at her as a beautiful archangel as well. We have the divine feminine that is here with us today, Isis. She is with us, and of course, Mother Mary is part of that tribe. So just settle into your beautiful being, and I'm going to transition into Sonia, the bottlenose dolphin, who will speak on their behalf today. Greetings, dear heart. I am Sonia, the bottlenose dolphin. Welcome. We hope that you are feeling well and you are ready for this beautiful adventure that we are going to take together. Take some deep breaths. Center into your beautiful being of who you truly are. settle into the abundance, the joy, and the peace, and the love, and adventure, and fun of who you are and why you came to this planet. We are going to do some light language along the way, and what that does is it's a little activation, or we would say big activation, to help you more and more to come into your empowerment to work with Earth Mother, to work with us, the dolphins and whales, and to work with all beings on the planet. Take some deep breaths. Purasata hekoroto kamahia sawara. Ocha kapara sahira katahara koto kapara. We are clearing as we are speaking to you now. Blessing, love, light, and joy. So we ask you to select a place on the planet that brings you joy and that you'd like to kind of hunker in there a little bit, but do not ground yourself to the earth. We wish that you stay above the earth a little bit, and then you choose the dimension that you wish to be in at this time. It could be the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, whatever dimension that you choose that resonates with your soul now. So we're going to bring your soul self forward now as we do this meditation and the clearing of the earth waters, and also will help you with empowerment is what you're working on in your life that you wish to create as well, that will be part of the new earth structure that we all are creating. And that is why you are here today, dear heart, is you are part of that new creation for the new earth we are building. You are the builders. You are the architects. You are the teachers that are here to help the beings on this planet as well as the beings on other planets that are watching over us as we speak right now. So we hope that you have selected that space on the planet that brings you joy. So you are hovering above this spot. It could be land, by the way. So if you are on land, we are going to bring the dragons in to help clear the ley lines of the earth, which is all connected to water. We're going to tap into now Sedona a little bit because that was at one time covered by the ocean. The ley lines there, we are bringing those forward to connect you all the spaces and places on the earth and all the sacred energy that is there on our divine planet, Mother Earth. And of course, Earth Mother is here, strong, vibrant energy. She's empowered to make changes. She's a very good teacher. So tap into her for changes that you would like to make on the planet to connect with her, and she will assist you with your divine mission and purpose. Take some more breaths. Urasata hekrogoto kapara. Uchakamara sahia. Ara sahia to kapara. Ora somaya, wah, wah, wah. Those of you that have chosen to be in the ocean, Pacific, Indian Ocean, Caribbean, wherever it may be, bringing those earth energies up, the dolphins and whales are working on that structure right now. They are bringing that energy up. Any sacred temples that are below the water now are rising on the planet to turn our beautiful water source into divine, loving, light energy from our beautiful creator, God Source. Working with Earth Mother, they are connected always. So those are being cleared right now in the ocean. The ley lines are being cleared on land and then under the ocean. Feel that vibration within you. Feel the empowerment that we are doing together. You are part of this creation that we are creating on all levels and all dimensions and all time and space. You are part of this. You are empowered to do this work on your own, in group, however you wish to do it, in your writing, your creative work that you do. You have this ability within you to connect to the earth, connect to the heavens, connect to all dimensions in time and space, You are everywhere. You have many aspects that are here today that are helping in this process of creating water that is loving, kind, joy, healing, peaceful. Feel that energy within yourself as well, because you are made up of 90% of water as well. There you go. Take some more deep breaths. Usha Mahia Sakrakoto Kabara Sakahikra Gatawa. Usha Mahia Ura Sahia Sakopara Satahira O Shahia. Wa, wa, wa. So we ask you now, calm, centered, and aware, to tap into more of your divine being. Feel that energy of who you are, the essence. Feel the energy of the water that you're standing in. Feel the energy of the land that you're connected to the ley lines there. Feel all that vibrant energy running up and down your spine, your connection to all that is, the dolphin, the whale, Earth Mother, the Archangel, Michael, Gabriel, Sandalphon, Ariel, and more. Whoever your Archangel is that is your favorite will come forward for you. Bringing in the Lyran Council of 1 and 12. The Lyrans are the big cats, to be clear, and the bears are part of that as well. Feel that vibrant energy of that power that is within you. You are empowered being of light. Feel that now. Feel us shifting the water all over the planet together. We are all connected at the heart center of who we are on all levels, all dimensions, and all time and space. Feel that vibrant, vibrant energy now as we connect from heart to heart, opening up the back of the heart and the front of the heart for you to step more into who you are as you walk this earth as a human. You are in human form, and that's what you chose to come here as, or some of you chose, as we are having the animals come in, to come into that form to assist the collective, to assist Earth Mother, assist yourself as well, which is self-love. Remember to always tap into the self-love of who you are. Do not be ashamed to do that. Tap into it. That is how you serve. That's how you get into your passion, is finding what you love to do, and then you share that with others on the planet. And when they experience that with you, it is pure divine love. They get to feel the true essence of who you are. Earth Mother gets to feel that true essence of who you are. The divine source gets to feel that essence as well. The dolphins and whales, when you swim with them energetically or physically, they will connect with you more in the heart center, because that is who they are. They do not have the ego. They are in their hearts always. So let the ego go and just stay in your divine essence of the heart. Tap into that even more as we do some more light language to expand the heart energy now on with yourself and then with the earth. Murasata he krokoto kabara. Isa mahia uche kabara. O sehero sapapara sapapara ira mahia ro sowai. O shamara arasahia asakapara kataheko. Take some deep breaths. And know that you are always a divine being. Whatever you're going through at this moment in time on the planet, you are meant to be here on the planet. You're meant to be here in this meditation today to work with all of us together. We are in this beautiful creation. And so now just take some more breaths. Tap into your beautiful being, your soul. Feel that energy of who you truly are and how vibrant you are. And you can make any changes that you wish to. In your life, you can create anything that you wish to on all dimensions and all time and space. Doesn't matter what the outside world looks like. It's what you are creating that will actually override what is happening in the outside world. All creations filled with love will rise to the surface. You will see more of it on the planet. You will see the water that will be more crystalline clear. It is conscious. It is clear. Feel that energy of the consciousness of the ocean, the ley line, the earth. Feel that. Feel the earth mother vibration within your beautiful being. Feel that energy coming up through your feet. You do not have to be grounded. She is connecting all the way up your spine and all the way up into the higher dimension, to the 12th dimension to be exact. Those are the dimensions that are created so far. And then just go down. Let that energy just flow down your spine. Let it go into the water of who you are, into your cells, the healing. This is Earth Mother's treat to you for all the work that you and Mary's team have been doing over the years. She's giving you this special gift to help you during this time on the planet. And bringing in Divine Sophia, who works with Earth Mother as well. Any shifts or changes that you would like to make in your energy that will help you support yourself first, we ask you to do that first, and then support others. It's always about self-care. Taking care of yourself first, and then taking care of others. So allow that to come in now as Divine Sophia makes some few changes. And of course, this is always your free will. You have choice everywhere. Choice, choice, choice. Honor yourself now and all the work you've been doing with Earth Mother, the dolphins, the whales, the animals, humanity, the consciousness, the divine energy that's coming in now, supporting you. It's this beautiful energy. It's a golden energy of the golden Christ energy that is behind your back now, supporting you on all levels, in all dimensions, in time and space. Feel that. As you go forward, this energy will be helping you. Even if nobody else on the planet is helping you in human form, they've got your back. That's what they're trying to tell you. They are here supporting you as you move forward on your path and journey. You may feel alone because you are creating things that are have not been here before. It's okay. They've got your back. The Golden Dolphin Christ energy is supporting you, behind you, and now they're coming around to the front, to your heart center, so they've got you. Feel the energy of them coming in. The crystalline energy is coming in to your field to support you in this new earth adventure that is coming forward for you, for your creation, that you are wishing to create. Do not wait any longer, dear heart. You have the ability to do this. You are empowered on all levels and all dimensions in time and space. Usha Mahia Sukapara Usha Kapara Bora Sahia Wosh Parasata Hekaragote Wosh Porakata Hekaragote Kapara Wosh Porasata Hekaragote Kapashara Wosh 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 Wosh. So what the dolphins are really saying to you is, the Dolphin and Whale Council, right, is that they are back there, they are supporting you with the Christ energy of the golden dolphin and the front of you. You may feel battered at time when you are trying to put something out into the world, or putting it out, we would say, more than try. You may get pushback. We tell you this. We are behind you 100%. Earth Mother's behind you 100%. All your creations are filled with love. They've got your back. Every piece of it. So own it. Own your creations, and they will change planet Earth. You are here to do so. This is an amazing time to be on the planet, to be a part of this beautiful new Earth creations that we are creating together. Our first step is that, is being, taking those creations and make, we would say, gently bringing them out into the world. Gently, and for others to see and to feel in their hearts. They will align with your heart center, and that is your audience of who you will be working with on all levels. Take some deep breaths. There you go. Anything that you would wish to release at this time, please do so now. Let that go, whatever it may be. Anything that's holding you back, some energy, somebody said to you, whatever it may be, allow that to leave now. Because we assure you, dear heart, you are empowered. You have this ability. You are a creator God inside. You are a creator, and that's why you came here. That is where you feel your best, is when you are creating, supporting yourself and supporting others on the planet and making those changes. You are change makers. Own it. Anything also right now that you would like to bring in, that new creation that you are going to create, and the journey is unknown, but that's okay. Just plant the seed now with Earth Mother. She is waiting for you to do so now. Feel that energy. Put it into the ocean. Put it into the ley line, your new creation. Feel the energy. There you go. Let it go. It will come about. You do not have to work hard at it. It's about playing, being in your passion, adventure, fun, joy, your passion, love. It will unfold as you unfold. And then after this call, write it down to affirm it even more of what you're going to create next. By the way, it's not this small little thing that you're writing on the piece of paper. It is massive. This creation that you are creating is massive, but just stay focused just on the small pieces and the information that comes forward from the earth, from your higher self, from your soul self, because they're both connected, from the dolphins, the whales, the big cats that are here with you, the Dolphin and Whale Council of Light. They will be giving you messages as you walk this path, to be open to listening of how you're going to navigate. Do not worry, you cannot take a wrong step either. We want to assure you of that. Let that human piece go of that. We know you're always trying to do good and right by something, but follow your heart and you will be always safe and okay. Take another breath. Take another breath. There you go. Feel that energy within you. Feel your power of who you truly are and what you are creating now as you drop that seed into the ocean, onto land, into a ley line, wherever you wish to drop that seed. It will expand and grow as you will. it will have many, many things connected to it, like a web of life. And it will expand into a beautiful creation because that is who you are, divine love and light. Own that about yourself and let go of anything that's holding you back. Let go of those judgments now. Do not judge yourself. That will stop your progress. Let the judgments go. Be in the heart center, and the golden dolphin, Christ energy, got your back. Own that now. We take some deep breaths. We're going to shift a little bit energy. We're going to go back to the water now. So now that your human vessel is fully clear and you're in your divine soul of who you are, step more into the ocean. Step more into the ley line with the dragons. They're greeting you, supporting you with their power. Also the big cat supporting you, feeling their power, extending their paws out to you if you've chosen land. There you go. And the bears, they are there. Earth Mother Sedona standing up, Cathedral Rock to be exact, is where the dolphins and whales come in when they decide to reincarnate onto this earth. Boyan Canyon is where the humans come in to reincarnate on the earth. There is a vortex that connects up in each of those locations. There you go, feeling that energy of where you've come in. Going to the Dolphins and Whales Cathedral Rock, now we're going to take that energy. We're going to bring that energy, as well as the dolphins and whales, into the ocean, bringing that vibrant energy. There we go. And blazing the water with the violet flame. There we go. Divine love, light, joy, peace, adventure, and fun. And any of your drinking water is purified to align with your own divine being. As you do that, as you put your hand around your water bottle, you will feel that vibrant energy of the water shift to align with more of who you are. That is also a gift from Earth Mother to help you with what you will be working with the new earth. There you go. Feel that energy. There you go. In your creation. And just be for a little bit. Just hold that vibration very easily within you. Do not wander as you keep your feet in the water. And then the ones that have chosen land, there you go. Feel that vibrant energy of the ley lines. And the ley lines all run through the whole earth. But you are working with this piece, some of you on that land, which is awesome because that helps humanity as well, that are land, that love being on land. And then we are also helping humanity, the ones that love being near the ocean. And the dolphins and whales are contributing to that. So they're extending their fins out to you, blessing you on all levels as well. They've got you. We'll take some more deep breaths. And I'm just going to be quiet for just a few minutes as you tune into more of who you are and your connection to all that is. Remember, you are connected to everything in the universe. Own it. Okay. Take some deep breaths. Feel how tuned in you are to the earth. Feel how tuned in you are to the water. Feel how tuned in you are to the ley line. Feel how tuned in you are to the dragon, the dolphin, and the whale, the big cat, the bear, the archangel, the feminine energy, your masculine energy as well. Balancing. Any shifts that you make within yourself as you move forward also contributes to the earth. Any shifts that you make also helps you shift and supports your mission and purpose why you came here. We are all connected at the heart center, the front and the back of the heart. Feel that energy. You have a beautiful team here that will support you in all your creation and divine love. They have your back. So create what you came here to create. Do not look for it outside of you, for anyone to support you outside of you. You can, you will have a few that will step up, but you have a team energetically that is supporting you always. So you are never alone. They have you back. And they will support you as you move forward. And yes, you do have a few, I can feel that, of human form that love you and support you in all ways. And this beautiful team will support you as well. We've been together for many years. You are actually working together energetically on the other side as well. So when you meet up in the physical, you have been working together before you meet up energetically. You reach out on a soul level and they step up and they support you in that way. So you have a beautiful team here that supports you in all ways. But now you have an energetic team as well, and you're well aware of it, which is awesome. That will help you propel forward in whatever you're creating. And we say, we can't wait to see what you're coming up with to create for the new earth, because it is going to be phenomenal. It is going to be amazing. And we see it now in each of you, the soul. And you are already shifting the energy as we're speaking now. We are doing this together. We are shifting the water, changing the dynamics of water. There we go, even more. And we have tons of water on this planet, by the way. It will show itself. We have plenty of drinking water. You have everything you need. You have everything you need inside of you to move forward. It has always been there, but now you are more aware of it. There you go. Let it go. And we ask you now, we ask you to hover up a little bit so the earth would bring her energy to your feet. Now we ask you to ground into the earth. Hunker in. There you go. Just hunker into your beautiful being of who you are. There you go. Now you're going to hunker in more to the earth. feel that energy of the earth even more coming up through your feet to ground you, going up your spine and then down the spine. And she is sending you many blessings of light and love for being a part of this creation here today, and for you expanding your consciousness, your energy, and to be a part of the new earth adventure that we are all creating together. This is an exciting time to be here. Own it. Own it 100%. You have everything you need within you. And everything will come to you as you are creating. Magnificent. And it's phenomenal. There you go. We're going to do just this last version of the light language. There you go. Purasata hekragotu kapara. Ushamahia. Urasahi. Ushapahi. Asa. Usha. Urakataheko. Ushamahia. Wa. 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 We have grounded you. That is the message that we are sending to you, but we did it through light language. We grounded you deeper into the earth. There you go. And we blessed all the water with you. We love you. Blessings. Mwah. Hugs and love to all of you. God bless. Orasata hekrakotu kabara. I am Sonia, the bottlenose dolphin, representing the Dolphin and Whale Council of Light. Blessing. God bless. Come back, Mary.
Wow. That was amazing.
Thank you. Thank you, Sonia. The Dolphin and Whale Council of Light and all beings. And all the beings on this call, thank you as well.
Yeah. Wow.
Good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff. I think it's going to take
great
a few minutes for everybody to get back in their bodies. So everyone, wiggle your toes and your fingers and stretch a little bit. Try and get back into your full physical form, and
as much as you can, right?
Right, as much as you can right now, and before you definitely drive or do anything like that.
Yeah, don't drive.
No. Give it a little time here. So, is there somebody that would like to share something with Bonnie or ask her a question? Whatever. We've got a little bit of time here. So if you do, just *6 and tell us your name. We'll see if anybody's in their body.
Bonnie, my name is Jillian.
Hello?
And
oh, okay.
Hi. I just wanted to thank you so much. That was marvelous, you and Sonia and the entire council. I felt as if you were speaking directly to me during that, and that is always a profound gift that is rare and wonderful. So just thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Good. This is Ariadne. I was actually very aware of my body throughout it, and it's just kind of like as a light form, but I could also feel the relaxation of it. And it seemed so fast, but it was like, I don't know. But one thing is, the big cats, you know, I have this big cat, and Bear's been there for a long time, and going, oh, that's why you're there. Oh, and it just seems like I could do everything that Sonia was having me do, and it's all right there, all making sense, just bringing things into making sense, too. But there was this deep relaxation and light, gentle light, just like the etheric body level. And I went to the eighth dimension. I don't know. I didn't know what you're talking about for any of it when you said dimensions. So when you started with numbers, I went, oh, and eight is what popped in. So that's what I did. It's
perfect.
Like, I could do everything.
Yeah.
Everything that Sonia was saying. It's like, oh.
And just a note that the dimensions are within you, not outside of you, to be clear. So.
Okay.
So that's really cool. You went to the eighth dimension. Love that.
I don't even consciously know what the eighth dimension is, but, you know, I trust these choices. They pop in.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is there anybody else who has something you'd like to share?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good morning. My name is Michelle. Like the other caller, I too felt as if you were speaking directly to me, and it was profoundly nurturing and supportive to have that personal, quote-unquote, personal presence. And then I also want to share that while having this experience with this group, I absolutely felt my gifts and my power and my love being shared in the world, in the water, on the land, in human consciousness. And I don't know at this time what the form is, but I was so delighting in experiencing that. So thank you.
You're welcome. And be sure to write it down. That will come forward for you more and more. Write down that your gift came forward, but you need to know more information. Write it down.
Gotcha.
And it will
makes sense.
It will come forward. Yep, it'll come forward for you very easily now because the veil is very thin, right? So.
That's exciting. I will do that. Yes.
Okay.
Somebody else?
Hi, Bonnie, it's Madeline.
Hello.
Hi, I just wanted to say that I really felt that it was amplifying the sound journeys and the music that I'm creating now with the help of the dolphins. It really felt like that was a huge support system to get it out there more, to reach more people, so that more people can receive the sound codes from the stars and from the earth, but especially from the cetaceans. So thank you so much for that. That was really beautiful. And as you kept saying that, you know, they've got our back, so it just felt like this huge support system kind of ramping up behind me to help get the music out there. And so thank you so much. It was amazing.
You're welcome. And they do have your back. So if you feel alone at all, when you're a creative person, right, doing pieces, all of you are creative, by the way. So they just to know they have your back to move forward just one step at a time. Write it down what you want to accomplish. I do this the night before, what I want to accomplish. Like I'm having trouble with something, write it down the night before. Then the next morning, they'll come to you and say, oh, I've got this for you. What do you think of this? And
fantastic.
It's bam, right when you wake up in the morning. So try that as you go, like what platforms you need to hit to expand your work, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful. Thank
you.
That
will help you. Yeah. And you will help others too, by the way. So they're helping you expand. So just remember, you're helping others. There's people that, you know, aren't having a good time right now, and we're going to help them by putting our work out into the world and supporting them in a different way and empowering them, right?
Yeah, that's what the mission is. So, to help me help others, or help us help others, which is what it's all about, to be of service. So thank you.
Yep, you're welcome.
Great. Is there anybody else?
Hey, Hey, Bonnie, this is Muriel, and that was absolutely extraordinary. One thing I thought to share is it was everything everybody has commented on. I echo that. It was personal. It was a very time present, power empowering of the present moment, and from this place going forward and all of the present moments that are coming. Very unusual. I could feel like certain notes were being hit that are very much needed for us to feel vibrating inside of us. So thank you so much. One of the things that happened was when you did light language, I'm not a mudra person. I've not studied that. It's not something I've undertaken, but mudras were just coming out of, flying out of my hands and going, you know, doing their own thing. I don't know what they meant. But what it felt like, what it reminded me of, is sign language for deaf people. Like you were saying, the sounds, which is auditory, and the mudras felt like sign language for deaf people. Now, I don't know what that means. That's just what occurred to me. Thank you so much for what you do. I appreciate you very, very much.
You're welcome. And can I say something about the, so when I did the light language and then you were moving your hands, is that what you were doing?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. So you were actually receiving the code from the light language that we did with the dolphins and whales, right? You were receiving those codes and then you were translating it so that you could understand it even more. So that's a gift. You have that gift. So you might, as you move forward in your life, you might be start writing these symbols down. You might be drawn to write some symbols down. You might be doing symbols with your hands. That is mm-hmm. also a form of light language, even though you're not doing the audio. Okay?
Okay. Thank
you. So you're
you.
Doing light language. That's what I'm trying to tell you, but you're doing it with your hands. So you could walk
right,
up to
which
somebody.
I always think of hands as the extension of the heart.
Yep. Yeah.
So thank you.
You're right on target.
it was amazing to feel my hands have a life of their own.
That's awesome. I love it.
Wow, that's cool. Really cool. Okay, is there anybody else before we wrap it up?
Yes, if I wouldn't mind, I'd love to speak for a moment.
Sure.
My name is also Michelle. There was a Michelle earlier. And thank you so much for this and to Sonia and to everybody who's here. I adore the light language and listening to it. It always takes me to an amazing, beautiful place. What was interesting to me specifically in this is that when the golden dolphins were swimming around us, I realized all of a sudden I've been having some heart issues that I need to mend on an energetic level, and I realized that the back wasn't open and that that's been the block for quite some period of time. So that just opened immediately. And in that process, in kind of just listening in the last few minutes to others speak, it's also I realized the fear of the backlash I'm going to have if I put my creative pieces out. And they're just starting to come out now. In fact, I had a short story published recently. So it's kind of been an interesting, it's like, okay, that's the piece I've been missing. So thank you. Thank you
You're
so
welcome.
Much for bringing that awareness about.
You're welcome. So just remember that you are a pioneer, right? As
yes.
you move forward on your path. Nobody's done this before, okay? So just remember that, and they've got your back, okay?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah absolutely.
You're gonna do it. You're going to do it because people, your audience, you're going to attract a certain audience that wants to know about what your creation is, and it's heart-centered, and they're going to love you. So just keep moving forward, and you got this.
Yep, definitely. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Okay. Is that it, gang? Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Bonnie. This was lovely.
You're welcome.
And it will continue on the website, so it will be available. Anybody who wants to go and do it again or pass it on to friends, feel free to do that. I will get it up on the website this weekend for sure.
How do we contact you, Bonnie?
I can put it on Mary's site. I'll do that.
Perfect.
Does that work, Mary?
Thank you
Does
so much.
Work? Okay.
Yeah. I'm
For
just
now.
Trying to think of where we could do that.
You can go to my YouTube site, and then you can message me there if you want to get a hold of me for now.
What's your YouTube channel?
Yeah.
What's the name of your YouTube channel?
Golden Dolphin 444, or you can just look for Dolphin Whale TV.
Perfect.
On YouTube.
And you should be able to message me there. I'm on Instagram there, too, so if you want to go there for now. I'm sorry for the – I'm just starting to create my own website and things like that, so.
Yeah. Well, good. No, that'll work. That's perfect.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody.
Great.
Thanks, Mary.
Yeah, thank you
and
so
team.
Much. It's been great to have you here. And next month, the meditation is going to be led by Joe Noonan, one of our other dolphin people. This is dolphin year.
It is. I love it.
Fabulous. It really is. So I'm going to unmute everyone and we can all say goodbye together. And until next month, be well, be happy, and have a great time.
Thank you. Love and hugs.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Thank you.
Thank you.